Today we are talking about the case Florida versus Riley. In this case, we are talking about if some vital evidence should be thrown out because of violations of rights. Questions of should cops be able to find evidence without warrant by using a helicopter and it not get thrown out of court.
In trespassing cases, they use the fact or technically your property extends up between 80 and 500 feet. The helicopter was found to violate the Fourth Amendment since technically they searched without a warrant.
The police stated they weren't violating the defendant's rights as any aircraft could have flown over the property and seen the greenhouse filled with marijuana. People on Riley's side defended that regular aircrafts are unlikely to fly under 450 feet and that they couldn't prove how regularly his house was flown over.
In my own opinion, I think the issue should have been thrown out, mainly because the police, one, did not have a search warrant to search the greenhouse. They had evidence which was stolen. Since they did not have a warrant off the bat, I think that it was also kind of foul to get one after the fact that they had the evidence. So if I were a judge, I think that fairly the case would have been thrown out.
My opinion on the case is that the defendant is right. There was no warrant, thereby making it conclusive that the evidence should not be used against him. Without the warrant being in the police's custody, when the search happened, however, since there were illegal narcotics and police had suspicions, I think his home should be held in seizure.
I believe the evidence should have been thrown out because of the fact they didn't have a warrant and technically illegally obtained evidence. This may not have been a huge amount of the case, but if the greenhouse wasn't viewed, they wouldn't have had enough evidence to get a warrant. I believe it violated the Fourth Amendment.